I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to
Real Talks with Rad. Little late, though.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Real Talks with Rad.
Your new favorite podcast hosted by Romy Weltman and Addison Hawley.
I feel like we need to explain RAD because most people probably aren't picking up on what it actually means.
No, I don't think so. So for all of our listeners, RAD is kind of like Romy and Addie mixed together. We had this realization last year and have kind of stuck with it. We originally wanted to call the podcast RAD Talks, but Addie seemed to not think that everyone would pick up on that right away. So we landed on Real Talks with RAD.
I mean, I've asked around and some people didn't really get what I was saying. So I think it's good that we're clarifying. But Romy is in love with our little cute ship name. So we had to use it.
No, we definitely had to use it.
Okay, so let's do like a little like what this podcast is about and like why you should listen every 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course. So Ads just put it perfectly. Our podcast is going to be bi-weekly episodes where each week we're going to discuss something a little bit different and have real talks about whatever we think is appropriate for that given week. We're two best friends. This week is mainly going to focus on our friendship, how we met, how we became best friends, and a little bit of history on Rad and who we are. But to explain each weekly episode, Ads, take it away.
Yeah, so we just want to talk about life with you guys and with each other, obviously. Romy and I are two little goofballs and we love to joke around and have fun together, but we also love to talk about important things in life and get kind of a little deep sometimes. But we're always there for each other, so we always express how we're feeling and we want to create a little community that you guys feel safe and free to express how you're feeling. And we can talk about the sometimes hard to talk about topics with each other.
And every week, like Addie said, is going to focus on something different. And we want to hear what you guys want to talk about as well. Whether it's about boys or best friends or the adjustment from high school to university or balancing a schedule. We're all trying to figure it out together. We're only 21 years old and we're trying to figure it out too. So figuring it out together with your best friends is the way to go. And we just want to create a big sleepover feeling where we can all feel like we can talk about anything. Of course, when we do have more serious conversations, we'll let you guys know at the beginning of the episode. And of course, we are only giving our opinions and we can't wait to hear from you guys and hear what you guys want to talk about as well. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at realtalkswithrad_spiritlive.
And you can also follow our personal accounts at Addison Hawley.
And at Romy Weltman.
Perfect.
Okay, guys. I think we got to get started with our first segment that we're going to start every week off with.
And we're going to call this, I feel like Romy and I are going to come up with a better creative name for this. But right now, it's our weekly recap with each other, a little catch up. And we want to talk about our roses and thorns for the week. And for those that don't know what that means, because I didn't, Romy, would you like to explain?
So roses are the positive things or the things that you really enjoyed about your week. And the thorns are the things that maybe didn't go so well. And I tried to explain to Ads what buds are. And buds are something that you're looking forward to for next week. So we decided that we're also going to add in some buds at the beginning of the episode and then revisit them at the end and talk about how we're going to do them or what we're going to do with our buds and all of that fun stuff. So Ads and I have always enjoyed doing this with each other because I think it's a good way to look at the negatives and make something positive out of your negatives. And I think it's always important to start with the thorns first so that we can end on a positive note and then go into the buds.
And I also like that when you look at maybe something that didn't go well in your week to like where you are now, a lot of times, like when we look back at something that we thought was so bad in the moment, and now like maybe a week later or a couple days or who knows how much time has passed, and we realize like, oh, wow, like I was so worried about that in that moment or that seemed so bad. But like here I am now. We overcame that. Like, let's go.
Exactly. That's why they're so fun. Okay, as I suggest you go first with your thorn, and then I'll say my thorn.
Okay. I got a good thorn from this past week, let me tell you. So I got my wisdom teeth out on Friday, and for most people, this isn't really probably a huge deal, but I am a drama queen, and I just like, there are certain things in life that like maybe other people it would terrify, and I'm like totally cool with it. But surgery is one of my biggest fears. Like getting put to sleep, all of that, I cannot stand it. And Romy's like better with that kind of stuff. So when I like was freaking out before my surgery and talking to her and our other best friend, and they're like kind of like laughing at me like, girl, you're good. Everyone, basically almost everyone has to do this. And like I know that, and I try to like tell myself you're okay. But I just, there's something about it. It's just like everyone has their thing. That is my thing. And I cannot control my emotions when it comes to even thinking about it. Like when I got there, my mom came with me because you have to have like a guardian, like someone to be with you because they have to drive you home because you can't obviously drive home after being sedated. And we're sitting there. And I'm okay. Like I have my earbuds in. I'm listening to a meditation. I'm like breathing in and out. Ooh. Like you're good. Oh yeah. I was trying to be a strong woman. Okay.
I didn't know you were meditating. Go off.
Yeah. And I'm doing okay. Like I'm just pretending like it's not happening. It's not happening. I'm okay. Like life is going to be good. We're sitting there. In walks the anesthesiologist. I really hope I just said that right. And
you did. You're good.
Good. Perfect. He sits down and he's going over everything. And I know that there are certain things he has to say for probably legal reasons. And he proceeds to say, I just have to warn you that there is chance of heart attack, da 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 ba ba ba, listing all of these things. And I just start to ball. Literally tears just stream down my face, and I like put my head down, and my mom's sitting with me. She's like, girl, chill. Like you're embarrassing me. And the anesthesiologist is just looking at me. He's like, you know, he doesn't even know what to say. He's like so concerned that he's making this little girl cry. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Not so little girl.
I know. That's the embarrassing part. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like I don't even really want to be crying right now. It's just like an emotional reaction that is just happening. Anyways, I did it. I overcame. Apparently, after my surgery, when I was just waking up, my mom came in, and apparently I just had the biggest smile on my face, and I was like, I did it, mom. I did it. And now that's done, and we're almost done recovery. And so it was kind of a thorn that's like turning into, I guess, a rose, really, because it's like now something that's out of the way.
Because you've gone through it.
Exactly. And it was something that's been like weighing on me for so long. Like I've been thinking about it. I was supposed to get them out like 2 years ago, and now got it out of the way and it is done.
I'm so proud of you, Ads. I was gonna say, you know what, my thorn, part of my thorn is you having to go through that, seeing the trauma and the anxiety before her surgery was stressing me out, guys. I can't even explain it. And I'm like, you're going to be great. You're going to do great, sweetie. Meanwhile, guys, I've never had my wisdom teeth out. I'm very lucky. I don't need them out. So I felt kind of hypocritical telling her how good she's going to do, considering never been through it. But look at her. Look at where she is.
Okay, but like enough about that, because I'm sure you are fed up with me complaining about my wisdom teeth. So let's hear your thorn from the week, Ro.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to say, it kind of has to do with your wisdom teeth also, what my thorn is.
Oh my God, I think I know what you're gonna say.
You know exactly what I'm gonna say. Guys, this really isn't that bad of a thorn. I guess my main thorn is I probably didn't get as much work done over reading week as I should have.
Oh, but goodness, I feel you on that one.
Something tragic happened. I decided to be a really good friend. Addie and I don't live very close to each other, and I never had a chance to go and visit her during her recovery. I only saw her before her surgery. So I'm out, and I'm like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. Ads isn't the biggest ice cream eater, but what else can she eat but ice cream? So I'm on Uber Eats while I'm out with some other friends, some more local friends. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry, guys. I'm just being a really good best friend right now. I order 2 pints of ice cream from Baskin Robbins. And I text Addie's sister being like, hey, Cal. Shout out, Cal. Hey, Cal, I have something being delivered to the house. It should be there in the next half an hour. And she goes, that's so sweet, but you know we're not home, right? And I go, huh? And then I texted Addie's mom also just to let her know. And then I go, oh, this is really embarrassing. Addie did tell me she was going to be at the cottage and I should have figured, but I didn't put 2 and 2 together in the moment. So I'm trying to cancel my order here. Ads doesn't know this part yet. I was still charged for my full order because I had to cancel. It's okay. We'll be okay. So that was my thorn for being a little bit silly in the moment and not putting 2 and 2 together and not realizing I was ordering something to her house and not her cottage, which obviously you can't really order anything to her cottage. So it was very sad because I wanted to be a good friend and do the nice thing. The thought was there, but the gift wasn't. So,
oh my God, it was so there. You're so cute.
Thanks, Ads. Appreciate it. I'm sorry you didn't get your ice cream.
Darn it. Really good.
I should tell you what flavors. I ordered you, I believe, cookies and cream and gold medal ribbon.
Yeah, you know me. Cookies and cream. Go to. Mm-hmm. My fave. Mm-hmm. So what about, I feel like, rose? What's your rose for this week? I think it was Thanksgiving this past week. And my personal favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. There's just something about it that I've always loved from like a really young age.
Easter was your favorite holiday.
What? No. Definitely not. I don't.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Continue. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my number one. I just, something about all of my family coming together and fall, the beautiful weather, and I've just always been someone that like loves to talk about like being thankful and grateful and just like expressing that. And I just feel like it's such like a nice, happy day. I just have always loved it. And this past Thanksgiving just was so nice. I got to see so many of my family members. My sister was home because she's away at school. And so I haven't seen her in a month. And like I'm really, really close with my sister. We're best friends. So it was so nice to see her again and spend time. And we were up at my cottage, like Romy mentioned, and the leaves, all the different colors, like everything was just so beautiful. And it was just such a nice time.
That's so sweet. That's such a good rose, honestly.
What's yours, Ro?
So my family personally doesn't do Thanksgiving, but it's kind of nice because my sister's birthday always falls around Thanksgiving. So my rose would be, we all got to go to a patio together. My siblings are much older than me and I'm very close with them both as well, but I just don't get to see them as often. My brother is engaged and lives with his fiance. My sister is a working lawyer at an associate downtown. So she lives all the way downtown. So I just don't see everyone together so often. And we went to a restaurant called Myth, which is a Greek place, and it was amazing. The vibes were immaculate.
I've heard really good things.
Oh, you would love it. You would love it. And it was just a really nice night. And, you know, sometimes you go out with family and it's just a great night to remember. Other times you go and there's a little sibling argument. But this one was great. It was a good one. It was really, really nice. And it was a great time, and I think my sister had a great birthday, and that's the most important thing.
Yay!
Okay, so now we're going to say our buds, but we won't go too in-depth about it because you already just heard our weekly recap, and we'll talk about it a little bit more at the end of the episode. Ads, what are you looking forward to this week?
I think this week I am looking forward to like getting back on track. Like I feel like I wasn't the most productive over a reading week, and I feel like I need to get like back on schedule, back in routine, and try to get a lot of work done because I feel like I actually do have a lot of schoolwork to do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think my bud is definitely getting back into a routine. I'm really looking forward to trying my best to get my sleep schedule on track, but we will discuss that more at the end of the episode.
Oh my goodness, you need help with that. For sure.
Yeah, we can probably make an episode about that one. But I think it's more important now that we tell everyone, our listeners, a little bit of a backstory about Rad and how we became so close and best friends over the last how many years?
We became friends when we were 15. So 6 years.
Which is crazy to think about because it honestly feels like a lifetime to me. I don't know about you.
Well, like we felt like you're about to hear, but like we already kind of like felt like we were friends before we were even really friends. So
yeah. So to give you guys some backstory about us is Ads and I are both, oh, the sentence is going to sound very annoying, but we're both actors and we've both been acting for a long time. Ads has been acting for way longer than I have, but in the Toronto acting community, it's pretty small. Especially as you get older, I think you see a lot of the people start to disappear and maybe move on to other things that they're more passionate about or just want to go on with life. So Ads and I used to see each other at auditions all the time when we were younger.
Yes, because when you're, what were we, maybe like 13, 14, 15 throughout those years, when you're younger, everyone's kind of auditioning for the same thing. So we saw each other at almost every audition.
And at auditions in the waiting room area before you go in and do your whole thing inside the room, it's kind of an intimidating place. And for me, who only started at the age of 13, I walked in and I saw all of these beautiful girls who were so professional and in their mindsets getting ready for their auditions. And I used to be so intimidated, except for this one girl with this curly, curly hair who always used to smile and wave to me. And my mom and my brother would always drive me to auditions and be like, she looks so nice. And I'd be like, I know, right?
And I also saw, I would see you at every audition and I just thought you like were so cute. And let me just throw this in here. Romy had this lime green, was it a JanSport backpack?
Yeah.
A lime green, like a lime bright green. You could see her coming from a mile away. Green backpack. And so that always caught my attention, but I thought she was so cool. Like, I'm like, who is this girl with this lime green backpack? I want to be her friend.
Which is honestly hilarious because I was the opposite of cool and I still am the opposite of cool, but love that I gave that impression off. Love, love that. Yeah, so it was just funny. When we actually told my aunt this story a while ago, she said, oh, you guys had a little friend crush on each other. And I think that's just the perfect way to sum it up.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we just, like, would, yeah, like, look over at each other. Like, there would be other girls in the room, but we'd just look over at each other. And I, like, knew. Like, I even told my mom. We were driving home one day from an audition, and I said, like, I want to be friends with her. Like, I think we're going to be friends.
Oh, so God, anyways. Full body chills. Anyways, that was so cute.
One day, Romy decided to be the bigger person and just, like, rip the Band-Aid, like we like to say. Oh, little FYI, one of Rowan, my favorite phrases is, like, if you're ever, like, nervous to do something, you just got to say 3, 2, 1, rip the Band-Aid and just do it. So that's what Romy did that one day. And she came up to me. You made the first move.
I really did. I made the first move. And at the time, I was working on something with our other best friend, Dev. And Dev on set would nonstop talk about Addy and how great Addy was. And she asked me one day, she's like, do you know her? And I'm like, I'm really embarrassed to admit, but yeah, but I don't think she knows me, but yeah. So eventually, Addy and I are both sitting in the waiting room. And I'm like, I'm just going to go up. And I went up to her and I go, hi, you know Devin, right?
The confidence. I love it.
And Addy's like, yeah, she's like one of my best friends. You're working with her now, right? And I said, yeah, she nonstop talks about you. And she's like, oh, that's so sweet. And then I think Addy was like, we should all do something soon. I was like, yeah. And then I felt bad because I had already done my audition and I knew Addy hadn't gone in yet. And I think we kind of left it at that. But I think I left that room beaming. And my mom even said to me in the car, she was like, that was so cute.
Yeah, so I think that was it for that little conversation. And then our next time was Red Maple Leaf, right?
Yeah, when Ads and I were both on a film together, it was my 16th birthday and I'd been on set a day before her and I get a DM from Addison.
Oh my God, this is actually hilarious. Remember I found the screenshots or something like not too long ago? Guys, I
wish
we
had them on hand.
I like high key slid into the DMs.
She slid in. She goes, hey, Romy, you're on Red Maple Leaf, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on set right now. I saw you on the call sheet. She's like, yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow. How is it? And then you realize mid-conversation was my birthday. And you go, oh, happy birthday, by the way. Hope you had a great day.
And then I did the cringiest thing. I said to you, something like along the lines of the classic, oh, like, I don't check my DMs much or something like that. What's your number so we can just text?
Oh, yeah. This girl slid in. And the next day she shows on set and we're texting and we're talking and we are just vibing. I will never forget. Ads was just the sweetest person. She was a grade ahead of me in school. She skipped a grade, little smarty pants. And she was offering me some help with my schoolwork while we were doing tutoring on set. And our moms really hit it off. I think they became best friends in an instance. And that was like the first time we really hung out until Addie's 16th birthday, which was in May. And my birthday, we were working in January. And I get a little invitation to Addie's 16th birthday. Me, her, and Dev are going to the Blue Jays game.
And guys, this was random because, okay, yes, we had our little convo at the one audition. Then we did this movie together, but we didn't ever work together. We were just on set. I think it only ended up being like a day that we actually were on set at the same time. And then we never hung out from then till my birthday. And I just randomly decide that I want Romy to be my friend. And I'm like, I want to go to a Blue Jays game for my birthday. And I'm going to invite Devin, who was my best friend, and Romy.
Wait, I just had like a wild realization. You guys, me, Ads, and Dev call ourselves Trips. We've just called ourselves that since we were 16. Kind of cringe, but it's okay. And Ads, you set us all up. You did that.
Yes. I was like the little Cupid in our friendship.
That's adorable. And I love that. And that was really the start of our friendship. We were talking about everything that day, from boys to drama to gossip, from school to people we didn't know. I don't even think we spoke about acting, which like just showed that our relationship could be so much more than that. And I thought that was really, really great. I mean, Addie also took me to my first Blue Jays game. I think we went to Earl's after for dinner.
Oh, wow. I don't even remember. But like, look at that, Ro. Like, sorry.
I mean, why? Where did we go? Huh? I don't remember.
Like, look, like from then till like now, like Romy and I have lived in Los Angeles together. We now go to school together. And it's just really cute to see like how far we've come and how close we've gotten. Anyways, enough about the mushy stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't even notice how long like our friendship took to blossom.
Oh, God. Okay, that's enough. We're being cute.
Yeah, way too cute. We can talk about a little bit about our dynamic now that we're 21, older, no longer with our moms holding our hands when we're making friends.
It's true. We choose. We have now decided I like you. Sometimes you annoy me and I need to get away from you, but you're my best freaking friend.
I was going to say, you know, you don't choose family, you choose your friends. And I feel like at this point we're family, as cheesy as that sounds. I would say I definitely probably annoy Ads way more than she annoys me. She definitely keeps me in check to give you guys a little bit of an idea as to who we are. Ads is a bit more sensitive, maybe a bit more responsible. Even now at the age of 21, my parents still think that Ads is a wonderful, wonderful example for me, a great influence on me. They love when I hang out with her because I come home and I replace my swear words with a bit nicer words.
What's your fave? What did I used to say all the time? And then you started saying
freak.
Freak. What the freak?
What the freak?
You're making it sound like you're such a little devil child though.
Oh, guys, I'm really not. That's the funny thing is I'm just a bit more
sometimes crazy.
Yeah, I would say a little bit crazy.
But I can be crazy
in a fun way.
Oh, Romy brings out my crazy side.
I was going to say, believe me, she's not this perfect little angel. She knows how to have a great time. Ads can be the life of the party. She's usually the one that drags me out of bed, yes, gets me to do a face of makeup and put my hair in a cute little do and gets me to go out and have a good time. Like, believe me, she can do it. And when she does it, she goes for it. But at the same time, she manages to keep the people around her in check. And that's one of my favorite things about her. And I would say that when we lived together back in the day in LA about 2 years ago, I wanted to say that she was the reason I'd wake up before 12, but that's not true. we're both very bad with that.
I was the reason you would make a lunch for yourself and not order Postmates?
Yes, exactly. That's the person Addie is. And hopefully, see, this is how much we can put up with each other. We live together in the same bedroom in LA.
Oh, yeah. Ended up doing that. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. It was a slight accident.
I've never laughed harder in my life because Romy is one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Aw. And Ash just makes me laugh. She makes me cry of laughter. And also,
I don't know if anyone else understands. We get on the same wavelength and there's no stopping it. When we hit it and we're laughing, there's like no going back.
It's that laughter where you feel like you're doing an ab workout because your stomach is killing you by the end of it. And yeah. One more thing I was going to say about ads and living together is that
stop.
She really gets me, and sometimes, obviously, when you're living with someone and in their space, you can be in each other's way, and she never pushes those buttons, never takes anything sensitively. If maybe I'm having an off day or need some personal space, I don't even need to tell her. She just looks at me, and she knows if I need someone to be there with me or if I need a hug, or she also knows if I just need some space and need to be alone, and she totally respects that. And we're hoping to move in together next semester if classes are in person. And all I have to say is good luck to ads because she'll be cooking for two.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I definitely will say I think Ro and I have a special bond where we're able to like read each other. I swear I can read Ro like no other. I know exactly what she's thinking with just like a blank face. And I know when someone is like not able to read her and I'm like, oh, boy, they have no idea right now.
Oh, exactly. Oh, ads has to explain my sarcasm to a lot of people sometimes. Not as much anymore, but maybe at the beginning of some other relationships.
Yeah.
Point being, we really get each other, and that's what makes us so special. And we want you guys to understand us, and we want to understand you guys, and
we want to be your best friends too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, write us in, DM us, and tell us about your friendships, and maybe we'll read some fun stories next week. I mean, that's the goal. Obviously, every week won't be dedicated to just us.
Hopefully not.
No.
Nobody wants to hear that.
We just wanted to give you some background on who we are and our friendship, just so you got a better idea of the vibe of us and can feel like you're a part of it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's us. And we are so excited to be on this new little journey together. We've been talking about it for a while that we just want to do a podcast. Our friends have told us that they think we should, just because others laugh at our quirky relationship as well. And we're just so excited to be able to talk to you guys, talk to others. We want to have a lot of fun guests on our episodes, and we're just really looking forward to it. We think it's going to be a super fun time, and we just can't wait.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have guests talking about friendships. We want to bring Dev on to talk about maybe groups of three. We want to have
relationship advice, perhaps.
A life coach, perhaps.
We have so many ideas and we can't wait. We can't wait to create them all. And yeah, that's us. That's Real Talks with Rad.
That is Real Talks with Rad. Before we end this episode, though, we have to revisit our buds.
Oh, okay. Let's revisit our buds just quickly. I'm going to be productive this week. Let's go. I better future Addison. If I'm listening back to this and you weren't productive last week, you're going to be in trouble, Mrs.
Let's manifest that. Productiveness. Ads, how are you going to be productive? What are we going to do? Are we going to schedule? Are we going to write down what we need to do?
Yes. We're going to plan. We're going to schedule. And we're actually going to execute.
Okay, I like the sound of that. Next week, you better come on here and tell us your rose is that you did all this and you're going to explain to us how and you're going to give us all tips, please.
Yes. Okay, go, Ro.
All right, my bud for this week is also just getting back on schedule, getting back on track. I really don't have a good sleep schedule at all, and I would say reading week has not helped that out. I go to bed maybe earliest 2 a.m., these days, and I wake up very late, which obviously cannot be the case next week when we're back in classes. So my goal is to try just normalizing a better sleep schedule, getting to bed by maybe 1 o'clock latest. Let's go there. That might be pushing it, but let's aim. Let's shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars, Ro.
Oh, I will, Ads. And waking up and making myself a breakfast and a coffee, maybe not going and buying a coffee, and just getting stuff done and maybe trying to find out a game plan for each day before the day starts so that I have more of a schedule to follow. Maybe Addie will inspire me and give us all some tips next week, because personally, I could use some of those. And please, guys, we really, really want to hear from you, and we want to hear your tips and your schedules and how you guys organize your lives. And also write in and tell us what you want to hear us talk about, because we are so open to any conversation, right, Ads?
Yes. If you guys have a subject matter or topic that you've been dying to discuss with someone, or you want to hear our opinions on the topic, because Ro and I do usually have different opinions on certain situations, so it's nice to hear two different sides and opinions. If you have anything else you want to talk about, literally just DM us. We're so excited to hear from you guys, and perhaps we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Yeah, our podcast is going to be driven by our listeners and our community that we hopefully are able to build together. And that's what I think we're both most looking forward to. So thank you guys so much for listening to our first episode of Real Talks with Rad.
Dope. That's our first episode. Let's go, Ro.
Can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks' time.
Have the best week ever. Make your goals. Get at it. Get after it. I believe in you.
Manifest, drink that water.
And we'll talk to you guys. We're really looking forward to hearing from you. Go out there and rock it.
Bye, guys. Bye.